Chapter 1. While fighting an enemy, touching her melons as much as I want is okay, right? Huh. A white-haired beauty stood in an everyday street, wielding a human-length sword, contrasting her fragile appearance. With each swing of that greatsword, the air reverberated. If that greatsword accidentally hits a vehicle, no matter how big it is, it will inflict destruction, rendering the owner's vehicle unusable. I alone directly confronted her before those furious sword swings, since I was her enemy. Kuh. Pie slash 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 slash. As I dodged her slashes by a skinny margin, I could not take my eyes off her, gluing my sight on her all the while. It wouldn't be funny if I got hit by a swing that heavy, an attack that was powerful to destroy a car. Then why, you might ask, that I am dodging her attacks. Yeah, this is quite outstanding. One would understand if you look what was in front of me. Why can't I hit you? With every swing of that great sword, her lovely melons also swayed. I am confident that I will receive minimum damage if I get hit, but the recoil will probably blow me away. There's no way I'll allow myself to be blown away. This position has the perfect spot to look at those hidden treasures.
Nice. Very nice, as expected. The combat uniform should be like this. It's the best.
Before anyone thinks I'm a pervert, let me explain myself first. I am a hero, and the girl swaying her swords in front of me is what you call a villain. In short, I am currently doing my work. Right. I am doing my work protecting world peace. Another note of information. I have a memory of my past life. A peaceful world and villains only exist in movies. Though in this world, I am powerful. I would love to explain it right now. But unfortunately, I don't have the time, since I wanted to enjoy these bountiful melons swaying in front of me. Enough with this. Time to get serious. Prepare yourself. Her attacks weren't hitting me, so she prepared for a big attack to end it once and for
all. She raised her great sword above her head and started to collect mysterious energy. Looking at that energy, it will cause significant damage to the surrounding area.
This isn't looking good. It would not be nice to let her destroy the city. I got serious and gathered mysterious energy in my legs. Using that energy, I moved quickly, appearing in front of her. Hey, did your parents not teach you not to cause trouble for others? A look of surprise appeared on her face as I suddenly appeared directly in front of her. I, of course, did not miss such a chance and kicked the hilt of her greatsword. She focused on controlling that mysterious energy, making the greatsword blow away without resistance. With her control broken, the mysterious energy dissipated into the air.
Justice served. Resign yourself.
Her expression looked dumbfounded as I disarmed her greatsword from her grasp. It's proof that she needs more experience. A veteran would not let go of her greatsword, no matter the circumstances. Also, her being dumbfounded afterward solidifies it. Seeing her like that, I gave her a roundhouse kick, blowing her away. I would pursue and capture her if I were your average hero. Thor, I do that. I want her to submit Thorly. Aura, 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 aura.
Gah.
I instantly closed the distance between her and me at the speed of sound. The roundhouse kick must have been very effective, since she showed no resistance, and my hands were free from doing what they wanted. Boing. Boing, boing.
No.
Come back when you're stronger. She desperately tried to resist, but it was already too late. I disregarded her desperate plea and unleashed a barrage of attacks with open palms. Grope. Grope, 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 hess. You pervert. I underestimated her desperate attempt at resistance. To think that a single blow like this would make me fall to my knees. I hate to admit it, but she's strong. The kick she threw at me accurately pinpointed my manhood. Even if I prided myself on being the strongest, it would undoubtedly make any man fall once hit at his weakness. I hold my manhood and slowly fall to my knees. What a blunder this is. I wanted to rub it a bit more. Each time my hands touch it, an unbelievable joy surges in me as the voluptuous flesh contracts and retracts to its original shape. I must feel it again.
I must close the distance and serve justice. However, knowing that the situation was at her disadvantage, she turned her gaze away from me, trying to flee. Kay, I won't let you run away. You can pursue her all you want, but wouldn't it be such a shame if that causes damage to the city? I heard a different voice speak, making me stop in my tracks. Damn it, don't even think of attacking the city. Then suddenly, a mysterious person wrapped in black cloth appeared. Based on the voice, I could tell that it was a girl, and she was probably a friend or comrade of the great sword wielding girl, since she was helping her escape. The mysterious girl caught my attention as she fired mysterious energy bullets opposite the direction the great sword wielding girl was going. It isn't a problem for me, one who uses that same mysterious energy, and it was less force than that of the great sword wielding girl. There's also less chance that it would damage me. However, the location could have been better. We are here downtown. There are many buildings in the direction the mysterious girl fired the attack. If it hits a building or a civilian, it will spell consequences I don't want to imagine. Shh. I click my tongue. As a hero, I must lessen the damage to the city as much as possible. I moved at the speed of sound toward the mysterious bullets and caught them to neutralize them. However, it was a bait they prepared, and I suffered considerable losses in exchange. As I looked back towards the location where the mysterious girl and the great sword-wielding girl they had already escaped. Bitch, they are gone. Biz, target lost. No damage in the city. My goodness, please return. I replied to the girl's voice on the radio and headed back toward the headquarters. Next time I'll make sure to rub those boobs a lot. Where am I, you ask? This was a world where heroes and villains were fighting each other. I, who reincarnated, am fighting to fulfill my desire. And this is what this story is all about.